1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Well, if you like the heat, you got plenty of it last night. LeBron James collected 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Heat hammered the Pacers 115-83 in Game 5 of their semifinal series at American Airlines Arena. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra says he isn't going to celebrate this win for very long.
A lot of good things tonight, but you know, we have to focus on the next one and really commit to keeping this edge that we've had the last two games, knowing that we'll be going into a hostile environment. So as quickly as we can, you know, this one's done.
Dwayne Wade netted 28 points to help Miami grab a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. The Heat shot a playoff franchise record 61% from the floor in the win. Paul George scored 11 points to lead the Pacers, who will try to avoid elimination when they host Game 6 tomorrow evening. Other sports news this morning. Dustin Penner scored with 2:18 left in overtime to give the Kings a series-clinching 4-3 win over the Coyotes in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Los Angeles secured a spot in the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1993 with a victory. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he intends to publicly release proof that Saints players made bounty payments. Goodell said at Tuesday's league meeting that the information will be made public once the appeals process plays out.
In Northwest sports, it's been a full year since the Trailblazers fired general manager Rich Cho, and they still haven't named a full-time GM. The front office has been run by committee ever since Cho was dumped just 10 months after taking the job. The Blazers risk becoming a laughingstock if they don't have a general manager running the draft for the second year in a row. And if the Blazers want to persuade a big-name free agent to sign with Portland, they need to have a permanent GM and a new coach in place before the free agent signing period begins. Players want to know what situation they're getting into when they join a new team. The Blazers are still looking for a coach after dumping Nate McMillan during the season and giving Caleb Canales the job on an interim basis. And in baseball, Elvis Andrews lined a two-strike pitch into the left center field gap for a two-run triple. Josh Hamilton made two great catches in center field and added an RBI double. And the Rangers snapped the Mariners' win streak at 4, winning 3-1 last night. Seattle was going for its first five-game win streak since May of last year. I'm Scott Lynn on the Northwest Radio News Network.